Hello and welcome to this special edition of the Sokala Duma Radio episode. 16th June is a very special but emotional day in the history of South Africa. In today's episode, we had a chat with one of South Africa's brightest prospects, that is Leo Tetani, the former Ajax Cape Town development player who now plies his trade for Ajax Amsterdam in Holland, following in the footsteps of former big stars in SA football, the likes of Benny McCarthy and Steven Pienaar. He also shares his joy of playing at the Under-20 World Cup and tells us how is it like playing under coach Thabo Senong. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this special interview.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hey, welcome to SL Radio. How are you doing?
I'm good. And yourself, how are you doing?
Very well, my brother. Leo, it's June 16, my brother. Youth Day. What does this day mean to you?
I can say it means a lot, because a lot has happened during this day.
Sure.
So this is one of the important days, especially for us, the youth. Yeah, it means a lot.
And how are you going to be spending this day?
Okay, this day, just right now, I'm coming out from a session. Then after this, I'll spend it with the youth here around in my community.
Sure.
Whereby they're having a game today.
Okay.
So I'll just spend the day with the youth, yeah, entertaining them and all that stuff, yeah.
Wow, that is really nice. And but do you feel like young players are being given or afforded enough opportunities in the country?
Yes, I think so. But as I said, the whole thing, it depends on a player, if what a player wants. Because yeah, there's lots of opportunities here in South Africa. It's just that we only need to focus and only that you need to work hard. Because the opportunity doesn't come to you, you must knock and you must work hard for in order to achieve what you want. Wow. So yeah, there's like a few opportunities here in South Africa, yes.
And what about in football though? Do you believe youngsters are being given enough opportunities, I mean, in these SA leagues?
I'm not sure about that, but yeah, I think so, yes. I think so, but the problem is that when we're given an opportunity, we don't use it. Let's say, for an example, I make a debut on my PSL.
Sure.
If I just play one game, the second one, I don't know it, if it's like it's our mentality or we just relax. We just relax after that, like we made it or what.
Wow.
Yeah, but for in order that, like the opportunity was, yeah, I think we're given an opportunity and it's fair. It's just that we don't use it enough.
Yeah. And you were given an opportunity by Ajax Cape Town and you grabbed it with both hands because you had a very good 2018-19 season, if my stats here in front of me are anything to go by. What keeps you motivated and focused?
I think it's where I come from.
Sure.
I think it's where I come from. It's because I know what I've been through. So in order for me to make it out of the streets, I have to work hard, focus, and just play my A game. And always work hard, always, and be willing to know. Yeah. I think that's what made me as a player, yeah.
Tell us more about Leo Tetani. When did you start playing football?
I think between the ages of 9 and 11. That's where I started playing football. But even before that, I liked football a lot because I come from a family whereby everyone likes football. And they liked sports because my mother was playing netball and my grandparents were playing also football and netball, yes.
And
so yeah, that's where the love of football started.
Yeah. And how did you get into the Ajax Cape Town Academy?
We were playing Inter LFA. I was playing for Lingeletu. So that's where I was scouted by the coach Duncan Crowe. Then from there they called me for a trial. Then after that, yeah, that's why I broke into the Ajax Cape Town team.
And how was it playing in an academy that produced big stars like Abo Steven Pienaar, Benny McCarthy, Thulani Serero, and now yourself?
I won't lie to you. The first few months, yeah, it was difficult for me as a player because when I got there, I came along like with good players, players that played for Ajax like since the ages of 11. So like a lot, I didn't know a lot of stuff like technique wise. I wasn't that good and all that stuff. So I struggled a lot. But as I said, that I worked hard and I was willing to know and always if I don't know something, I was asking. So I think that's how I grew up and yeah. I think that's what made me a player, just yeah.
And who was helping you the most there at Ajax?
Yeah, I can say almost everyone. The coaches that I played for, they were always helping me, yeah.
Wow.
Everyone that I played for at Ajax Cape Town, yeah.
Wow. And from there, you went on to establish yourself as one of the best prospects for South African football, getting a contract to play at one of the world's biggest teams, the Ajax Amsterdam.
Yeah. It wasn't an easy journey, yeah. To say it wasn't an easy journey, yeah. It wasn't, but I told myself that because every year at Ajax Cape Town, you get a time whereby you're going to go play overseas against the biggest teams. So I just told myself that now I must just go represent the country because we're playing in Holland. This was the first thing that came to my mind, represent the country, then Ajax Cape Town.
Wow.
So yeah, after that, we won the tournaments, like the both two tournaments there. So yeah, that's how I made my the name for myself from the tournaments.
Yeah, and then came the biggest of them all, the FIFA Under 20 World Cup. How was it like playing at the Under 20 World Cup?
Nah, this was one of the best feelings that I cannot explain. Even now, like I'm still like shocked that I played in the FIFA World Cup. Yeah, I still can't believe it, and I can't even explain the feeling that I heard.
Wow.
Yeah.
And guys, I mean, when you look at the standards of the players that you came up against, and you look at Nina, do you think, Guguti, you are near there, or do you think you are on par with them? But it was just a matter of is it only a matter of time before you can break there as the Amachi the Under 20?
Yeah, I think we like on the same level because we had a good team. It's just that I think us as players, we weren't that motivated that we can compete. We didn't know that we had like the fire inside us that we can compete on the bigger level because like the team that we had, it was one of the best teams that I played with. Yeah, they were. Yeah, we had a young, good team.
Wow.
I promise you, we had a young, good team. It's just that no one wanted to make a mistake since we were playing like a big tournament, like a World Cup. So everyone was still holding back. Yeah, but as we go, the time goes, I saw the players wanted to play. They were willing to play more. Yeah. But I think it was too late because,
Wow. And how is it like playing a other coach, Thabo Senong?
Yeah, Coach Thabo Senong is a good coach. He's a very good coach. He's a very good coach. But as I said, sometimes even though you are a good coach, it depends on how us players play, and it's just that it was just the FIFA World Cup. That's why it's like he didn't do well. But as me, that I've been working under him like for 4 months and 2 weeks. For that whole month and 2 weeks, it was a good camp because we went to Saudi. He was there for us. He was always motivating us. Even in the friendlies, we were doing well. We were competing a lot. But as I said, I think when the players had the name World Cup, that's where we started. Yeah. Shaking. Otherwise, Coach Nong was a good coach.
Yeah.
That I was. Yeah. He was a good coach. Yes.
And for you, so where to from here? Where do you see yourself playing in the next 2 or 3 years, Bob?
First of all, I want just to break it to the first team, the Ajax Amsterdam first team.
Sure.
Then after that, yeah, play for Bafana, yeah,
and,
for sure.
And how long do you think, Tina, as South Africa, will have to wait before we see you there alongside the likes of De Ligt, the Ajax Amsterdam first team?
I won't promise anything, but let's say maybe 2.5 years.
Wow. And that is your goal for next season, right?
Yeah, that's my goal. I'll work towards that now. Wow. Next season, yeah.
And for your senior national team, Ibafana Bafana, how long do you think the people of South Africa can wait before they see you wearing that famous green and gold one?
Okay, because for now, they have a good team. They have a good team. They have a good team. Say, let's say maybe like 3 years. 3 years, or 3 years, but you'll never know. Maybe it can come soon. You'll never know. It's football, eh?
And do you have any dreams of playing in the PSL?
Yeah, yes, I do. But I think after like I've become the player that I want to be and achieve the dreams that I want to achieve at Europe. I think, yeah, that's my dream, yes. And one day to come play in the PSL.
And which player are you looking up to here in the PSL?
Player? It's Mark Miami.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, Leo, I will have to thank you so much, my brother, for taking your time and speaking to us on SL Radio.
Okay, now, thank you.
Sharp, man.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.